Governor Herbert, Senate President Michael Wattups, House Speaker Becky Lockhart, and Senator Dan Lilienquist were a few of the faces that came together to sign a letter asking the federal government to get on the ball and accept the state's plan to cut back on Medicaid spending. Herbert says the state needs to act soon before Medicaid continues to eat away at its budget.
We have found in past experience that sometimes the federal government is a little bit slow in responding to the requests from the states. And so the letter we're signing here today is designed to say, look at this waiver and grant us this waiver and do it in a timely fashion.
Senate President Wattup says the public has vouched that Utah can no longer afford business as usual.
Utah is standing up saying we have a better way. Let us try. We can do this in pension reform. We can do this in education. We can do this in Medicaid. And today we're asking the federal government, don't be an impediment. Let us go forward.
The waiver asks the federal government to allow the state to change the way providers are compensated for care, while giving them incentives to provide better care. Senator Lilienquist, the lawmaker who sponsored the reform bill, says the Centers for Medicaid has been responsive.
When somebody gets on Medicaid, they need to have a primary care doctor that they can get into and see. Otherwise, they end up getting care in our very expensive emergency rooms or other places, and that provider network for primary care providers has to be rebuilt.
Coming up with the waiver was a process that included input from stakeholders like advocacy groups, private practices, and the public. Lilienquist says there were several advocacy groups that missed the June 20 deadline, so their feedback wasn't incorporated in the final waiver. But he expects the waiver will change significantly as it works its way through the federal government. And he noted that some recommendations from advocacy groups were incorporated into the final product, like keeping copays low.
Even our community clinics who charge copays of $25 to $50, we're saying you need to make copays much, much higher to mirror the public market. We chose, with some feedback from these advocacy groups, to hold them back to where our CHIP rates are. So with respect to copays, we did take a lot of input.
Lilienquist says he understands some still aren't happy with the proposed increase in copays from $3 to $5, and that some language in the waiver, like accountable care and medical homes, is unclear. But Judy Hillman, executive director of Utah Health Policy Project, goes a lot further in her critique, calling the waiver a mess. She's particularly concerned about raising cost sharing and how the state plans to measure quality care.
We say we want to move people into what's called medical homes. You know, we have a regular, reliable place to get care, and your care is being coordinated, but we're not establishing any kind of quality measures. We're not defining what we mean by medical homes or by accountable care. So that's really worrisome.
She says the stakeholder input process, which included her organization, was thoughtful, but none of the recommendations made it to the table.
Almost all of it was completely ignored. And so what I've been saying to the state leaders is, next time, tell us when we're wasting our time. And we might spend more of our time helping actual patients get care.
Senator Lilienquist's Medicaid reform bill passed unanimously in both houses of the legislature during the 2011 session. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.